practical exercises. Spiritual practice is subjective. You must go introvert and discover the self within you. You may seek guidance from a spiritual master, but take up his preaching on its own merits. Do not allow the life and personality of a guru to interfere with his teaching. His life and teaching must be treated separately. Do not mix them up. To live an ideal life is one thing, and to be able to explain the way to live that life is quite another. Everybody tries to reason, but few know the science of reasoning. People commit the grave blunder of mixing the personality of a teacher with his teaching. They transfer the personal charm of God without merit to his teaching and become enslaved by him. The pursuit of enlightenment does not envisage your enslavement to personalities and a blind following of their deeds and dogmas. You can attain the supreme state by delving deep into your personality layers and recognizing the divine core within. But the order of the day is that self-anointed preachers trust their beliefs on ignorant people and bring about spiritual pauperism. When religious teaching is thus forced upon people, they, particularly the youth, reject it and take the opposite direction. Thus, none realizes that the truth lies within oneself and fails to pursue it subjectively. Two men were traveling in a cabin in a railway train. One was a wealthy merchant, the other a thief. The merchant was carrying a lot of money with him, wads of currency notes. The thief knew it. In fact, he had booked his berth in the same compartment only to steal the money. The thief waited for the merchant to retire. To surprise, the merchant openly removed the notes out of his bag and started counting them. The embarrassed thief left the compartment to go to the washroom. After he returned, the merchant went out, took his own time to wash and change. Meanwhile, the thief got busy and searched everywhere for the money. He could not find it. He knew for certain that the merchant did not carry it with him. How could it have disappeared? He could not sleep the whole night. While the merchant slept peacefully. The next morning they greeted each other. The thief could not contain himself any longer. He confessed his malicious intention to the merchant and in admiration of his ingenuity inquired, "Sir, where did you keep that money?" The merchant smiled and reached for the packet under the thief's pillow. This is the story of the human race. Everyone searches for bliss all over except where it is, within oneself. So the need is to go within, rehabilitate the inner personality. The human mechanism faces constant challenges in the world. The trial and tribulation, worry and anxiety, stress and strain of life. You need to pull out of this onslaught for an hour or so every day to regenerate your mind and intellect. Like a ship needs dry docking, a ship sailing in the high seas becomes corroded. It needs periodic overhaul. So do your equipments require constant attention and correction to reach the final destination of life. For 60 to 90 minutes every morning, you must study scriptural literature, reflect upon it, contemplate on the truths therein, be consistent in your application. You will find your intellect getting clearer, free from doubt and indecision, your mind becoming purer, free from agitation and sorrow. Follow this practice daily. You cannot afford to neglect it. Does not your room need cleaning every day? Does not your body require to be bathed? So do your mind and intellect need constant rehabilitation. Scriptural study and reflection no doubt strengthens the intellect to prevent the mind from straying into likes and dislikes. Your mind keeps doing what it likes to do and avoiding what it dislikes. To live at the mercy of likes and dislikes is not healthy living. It would turn out detrimental to you. Your intellect must therefore control your activities. But the problem is that the intellect is not always available when the action is executed. After the action is completed, you realize you have acted impulsively. There are many activities performed by you which you yourself condemn as wrong. Have you not regretted at times your own actions? Then why do you do things which you realize later as wrongful? That is because your intellect was not available to you at that time. You have acted mechanically, impulsively. Therefore, the intellect has to be alert and available at the time of executing an action. This can be achieved by the practice of introspection. Introspection is a process of self-observation to be practiced every night before you retire. It involves the recollection of your experiences during the day. Try and remember every experience you have gone through in a sequence from the time of rising to the moment of introspecting. In your initial attempts, you may not remember the details of what you have done. But with repeated practice, you will recollect each and every activity. This exercise should not take you more than 5 to 6 minutes. While doing so, do not analyze or criticize your actions. You are only to be aware of them. Any form of involvement in the merit or demerit of the action would break the trend of introspection. Moreover, it may develop cynicism and frustration. When you remember an action over and over again, you become aware of it, and constant recollection of daily actions would render your intellect alert. The exercise of introspection is akin to wall practice in the game of tennis. That means practicing strokes against a wall. A line is drawn on the wall at the same height as the regular net in a tennis court. The player plays his shots against the wall to gain proficiency in the game, a practice which helps him later in tournaments. Likewise, introspection helps you become aware of your life's activities, and your intellect becomes available before the action to guide it in the proper direction. Thus, spiritual study and reflection help you develop a strong intellect and a pure mind, while introspection enables your intellect to be alert. Together, they render your actions more objective, meaningful, purposeful. You get nearer and nearer the core of your personality. With such stability and objectivity, delve deeper into your personality. What you're looking for in life is bliss and bliss and bliss, nothing less. You search for it in vain in the outside world through your body, mind, and intellect. All bliss lies within you. Look for it here. You will find it. You will be absolutely fulfilled. enlightened.